Ever since FDR, pundits and reporters have been assessing a president's first 100 days in office, and that's spilled over to other executives. So here we are, 100 days into Governor Gretchen Whitmer's term in office. So we decided to ask our favorite pundits about how she's doing. Vicki Barnett is a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic member of the state legislature. Ken Sikkema, senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants and former Republican majority leader in the Michigan State Senate. So Vicki, what is the single most significant thing Gretchen Whitmer has done in her first 100 days?
Communication. And I think that it's really important. For so long, our elected officials have hidden in their ivory towers and not really gone out and talked to people. Gretchen Whitmer has changed that dynamic by actually going out and talking to people through town halls across the state of Michigan to sell her proposals. She's also opened up a continuous dialogue with the leaders of the House and Senate, and I think all of that's important. And she's keeping ties open between her and the business community. So all in all of this communication and listening is going to help her become a strong leader in a divided government.
Ken, what's the one thing that stands out for you from Governor Whitmer's first 100 days?
Well, she proposed a plan to fix the roads, which is her signature issue. And I think also she has set up, kind of established what I would call a governing persona, meaning that she's set a tone that defines herself and her agenda. And I would characterize it as being positive and aggressive at the same time. For the record, I don't like this 100-day marker. I think it's artificial. It's not really meaningful.
That's two of us, Ken.
There's false expectations that something dramatic is going to happen, and it's just not going to happen in 100 days. In her case, a more meaningful marker is going to be the 270th day, which is October 1, the start of the new fiscal year, because a budget will have been done at that point, and, you know, she's so much of her agenda right now is a function of the budget, including the road plan.
Let's talk about the road plan a little bit. The governor's gas tax proposal to fix the roads means 45 cents per gallon. That's a lot more money. She also wants more money for schools. Some of these ideas are not popular among a fair portion of Michigan voters. Why, Vicki, start with these tough sells?
Because she knows that she has to start out of the gate strong and follow through on the proposals, as Ken said, that were the signatures of her campaign. And she focused a lot on roads and education. That's reflected in her first budget proposal to the legislature. Whether it's popular or not, she has come up with a plan and is challenging the Republicans in the legislature to come up with alternatives if they don't like this one. But she doesn't want to settle anymore for piecemeal action that is not consistent to provide the funding necessary to create a robust, top-notch public education system in Michigan and to fix roads that have been neglected for a long time.
Ken, we saw Governor Snyder pick up some pretty big lifts when he began his term as governor, his first term as governor. Is tackling these things like more money for schools and fixing the roads a good start, or what do you think of that strategy?
Well, it goes to what I said, one of her, I would say one of the things she has done in the first couple of months, and that is establish this sort of aggressive and yet positive approach to government. I give her credit. She's apparently willing to break some eggs to make an omelet here, particularly on the road funding. And, you know, she could have waited, but she didn't. She's positive. She's aggressive. And you got to give her credit for that. And I think that's the Governor Whitmer everybody is going to experience and see and work with for the 4 years.
You know, business groups are not completely happy with Governor Whitmer's moves to eliminate some environmental oversight panels and her questioning about the construction of a tunnel for Canadian company Enbridge Line 5 oil and gas pipelines under the Straits of Mackinac. What's that say about her priorities and her relationship with business, Vicki?
Well, don't forget, part of her plan also in education is to attract talent, to grow the talent pool, to create a trained workforce for current jobs and jobs for the future. And all of that is tied in with her relationship with the business community. And I think they want the same thing. And we all want good jobs, high-paying jobs, and we want hope for the future that our kids will be able to live, work, and play in a beautiful state. So I don't think that the aggressive nature that she's showing is really truly aggressive. I think it's called leadership. It's getting out in front. It's saying what you believe, and it's not backing down and saying, if you've got a better alternative, I'm all ears to listen to it. And she's proven that already.
Ken, what do you think about her relationship with business interests?
Well, there's just kind of a political reality here. There's going to be tension between her and the business community on some issues. I mean, after all, they by and large supported her opponent in the fall election. So that's just kind of a given, and both sides have to work through that. It's not always going to be pitched battle between them. I think the business community basically embraces the notion you need significant new money for roads. They're going to resist an increase in business taxes. They're going to resist some regulation that she probably wants. But they're just going to. The reality is they're going to have to work through those issues to make progress.
All right. We've all three admitted that we think the 100 days measurement is really kind of an arbitrary mark. Ken, you mentioned 270 days. That's the beginning of the new fiscal year. I'm wondering, how long do you have to actually watch an elected official before we can really make a proper assessment of the job?
I think it's a continuous look. And just because somebody does something great the first year doesn't mean they're going to not fall flat on their face the second or third year. I mean, witness Governor Snyder's mess with Flint. And so I think it's an ongoing process, and that's why we have elections. And I so far am very impressed with Governor Whitmer's attention to changing the tone in state government and being willing to work across the aisle very strongly. And I'm encouraged by her courage to come out with a budget document that reflects her values and what she said was important.
Ken, what do you think of that tone?
Well, politics, political leadership is sort of a what did you do for me today kind of environment. So you can have huge accomplishments and then people say, well, okay, well, what's next? But let me just say this. If this governor and this legislature can reform auto insurance and reduce rates, if they can put massive amounts, significant amounts of new money into roads and tackle education, it would be one of the most successful groups of political leaders in many generations.
There you go. There's the challenge. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.